Okay, American Idol just ended for us. We started watching a little bit late. I'm Reed Kerr. Lovely wife Kimberly joining me here from DonkeyTaco.com. Still don't get the name, do you?
It makes me laugh every time I hear it.
That's what we're shooting for. American Idol just wound up. And, you know, we do the Donkey Taco podcast before Idol comes on, which is kind of silly. But that's the only time that Stucky and I can get together when we're not doing our day job. So we actually got to watch that monstrosity. It was Motown week. Just in general, very few singers who are the age of people on American Idol have the soul to pull off a Motown song. About once every other year, it seems like. So this, I wasn't really thrilled with this week anyway.
Well, half of them, you know, have been born since we got out of high school.
Thanks. Yes.
And Motown was old to us.
Yes, that's true. Motown really wasn't even cranking out that many hits when we were there. I mean, when we were of sufficient age to purchase Motown albums. So yeah, you're right. It's been a while. The thing about this week that I always get, everybody grew up with Motown. Everybody claims to, even though they don't know many of the songs or mispronounce the artists or can't remember the lyrics, everybody, what do they say? Oh yeah, I grew up with, my mom and dad played that kind of music for me. We grew up with Motown. No, not really. Just because it was on doesn't mean you grew up with it.
I didn't even grow up with Motown. I mean, my dad did like oldies music, but I don't think it was necessarily Motown.
So. I did grow up with some of it, but my parents are a lot older than I am. I know they're supposed to be a little bit older, but you know, a bit more than usual.
It would be odd if they weren't.
Yes. You're right about the same age. Well, you know, parts of Arkansas, you know.
They adopted you when you were 20. And
well, Dad needed somebody to help with the crops. Yes. All right. We started it off with my favorite guy that I like and will lose and will never hear from again, Casey. I like Casey. He's just weird. He's got no prayer in this thing at all. But he's weird enough that he'll get about halfway into it. He'll make the tour. He's the box of Arm & Hammer in the refrigerator of American Idol. He's a little weird. You never know what he's going to do. I minored in metaphors, remember.
He absorbs the smells?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay, you put him on after somebody that sucks, and we'll get to him in a minute, and you suddenly think, hey, why is this guy playing a bass? Why is he doing an Nirvana song? Why is he... I like his change of pace approach.
Why does he look like Zach Galifianakis?
Yes. Why does he need a shave so very, very badly? He did hurt it through the grapevine. It was odd. It was just odd.
I didn't mind his singing so much as I did him marching towards the camera the entire performance.
Okay. When he was doing that, he's got like the almost leisure suit. It's unbuttoned a couple. He's stomping through the crowd and growling. He really looks like a molester. I mean, he really looks like he's looking for somebody. I bet you're wondering how I knew. Come get in my van. He's just, I don't like it when they run through the crowd. I never have. It was a little bit odd.
It's a little forced anyway when they make such a big deal about them moving around on stage.
Yeah.
Not to say that they should stand there like a statue, but.
You should move around on stage. I agree completely. You don't have to.
I'm just so waiting for somebody to trip and fall down those steps.
Oh, tonight. What's her name that stinks? Haley. She did not look comfortable at all sidestepping down the, hitting the opening notes of You Really Got a Hold on Me.
She really needed a top hat.
She was creeping down.
Couldn't you just see her
stairs,
like in a chorus line or something
Yeah. Haley, to me, didn't look comfortable up there. She just sort of sauntered through. She gave her best performance, which, since she's been in the bottom two the last 2 weeks, is still really not saying that much. I think she survives, though, because I'm going to go ahead and say it. My bottom three are all the same guy for this week. I'll go ahead and tell you. But I just felt like she had no feel whatsoever.
Yeah, we kind of skipped ahead there on
her. I know,
her,
I'm sorry.
She sucks.
Yes, Kimberly has rigid notes, and I have to keep pace with those.
No,
so.
I just, you know, don't want to get lost here. Okay, I'm not the consummate pro that you are that
I kinda talk
can
for
keep
a
all of that in my head.
Thanks for that.
You talk a lot.
It's kind of the living, yes. Okay, after Casey.
I like your talking. It paid for my iPad.
Well, that's what I do. It was not Pia, but the one that sounds like Pia. Who was after Casey?
Thea.
Thea.
Thea yeah. Magia.
Yeah.
She sounds like a Disney character.
She really does. Like, she has... Like,
she looks like she could be in a Disney movie. I mean, she looks kind of like a cartoon.
She did Heat Wave. I was...
I actually didn't think she did a bad job.
She was a little too... She came a little too high on the chorus for me. I didn't think it was awful, but it was just a little off. I think they've been prohibited from saying it was very karaoke. Apparently, like, the Karaoke Club Owners International Association.
I think that's one of Simon's catchphrases, and he took that with him. He has a trademark.
You'll have to hear that on the X Factor coming up. I thought she was too high on the choruses. I didn't think it was, like, offensively bad.
Well, it was way better than her Colors of the Wind last week, that she sounded like a little church mouse.
Mm.
She just, I mean, that's the thing that I actually did kind of like about this performance, was that she kind of sang out for a change.
Because
mm-hmm. I was really beginning to wonder how the hell she made it into the top 13 or whatever.
I don't remember any of the shows past the round of 13. I don't remember any of the, when I remember that they told them whether they made it or not in an aircraft hangar. For some bizarre reason they never explained.
Made them walk the length of a football field yeah. to get to the yeah. little just stage.
Just to make sure those tears welled up good and strong. And
really the only one that I can remember the meth girl.
Oh yeah, the girl with
I don't even remember her name.
The
but
girl
she,
that kept going outside to cry with her boyfriend.
Yeah. That I'm, you know, she really seemed like that whenever they were doing the Hollywood Week with like her and the other girls, and she was debating on whether she was going to quit or not. I really think she just needed to go outside and get a quick fix with her boyfriend. And then she was good to go.
Yeah. Then she came back and then they accepted her back in. And oh, yeah, she was.
And then,
was
of course,
there.
That Chris Medina guy. That,
oh, the guy know. With the, with yeah, the guy with the wife. The guy with the story.
The girlfriend.
Oh,
fiance.
See, I've already forgotten numerous details, but I do remember it was very sad.
It was very sad. And I'm really surprised that they cut him. I don't know. I thought that he would Danny Gokey his way into the finals.
Maybe that's it. To me, he wasn't going to make it, and you're actually helping him by cutting him before he goes to Hollywood. And because cutting him at the end of the Hollywood week was heartbreaking. Can you imagine doing that in, with like six contestants to go? That, and it might be good ratings, but okay, I don't think Jennifer Lopez could handle it.
She
can't
that.
Send home people who suck.
Like that Kathy chick last week.
Yeah, we'll get to J-Lo in a second. Okay, next was Jacob. All I need to get by.
I'll go on record with saying I really dislike Jacob. I've disliked him ever since the first, maybe not the first time. I don't even remember him like auditioning like in any of the cities
either.
Or whatever. But I haven't liked him since he made it there to Hollywood.
The I Believe I Can Fly was just so awful. It still stands out to me.
I mean, it's just way too church choir gospel-y for me.
He's got so much power. And yeah. No control.
Yeah, absolutely no control. He just oversings everything.
That being said, I liked it. I thought this was his best performance.
I want a divorce.
All right, well, that's one. Let's keep the total here. What I didn't like about it was Steven Tyler rushing on stage afterwards. Steven Tyler has to realize he is not the American Idol. He is a judge for American Idol. You know, he's singing with people in their auditions, and he's playing the drums for them, and you're already famous, man. Just sit there and enjoy it. Sit there and hit on women young enough to be your granddaughter and just leave it out.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really like him rushing the stage tonight, but mainly because I didn't really like Jacob. If he right. would have jumped up on stage with somebody I liked, I probably wouldn't have been able to tolerate that much more. But I don't know. I kind of like Steven Tyler's enthusiasm. It's such a difference from Simon, even though I liked Simon. And I do think that he was a much better judge. Steven Tyler is just kind of like a member of the audience.
Yeah, they still need
kind of like your uncle or something that's always telling you that everything that you do is just great.
You never met most of my family, did you?
Yeah, I don't really have any uncles like that either.
In theory, like the Disney uncle. Yes, exactly. Okay, Lauren was next with You Keep Me Hanging On.
I like Lauren. She's young.
She's like nine, right?
Last week,
she's...
I think she was sick, so she had a rough week last week. The thing that stands out to me about Lauren is like that two-toned hair that is just like her mother's. And you know how big her mom's hair is and everything? Can you picture what she looks like? She's just like Lauren, just a little bit older, probably younger than us.
She's well, like that a, kid's like she's 15 like a Lauren or 16. Plus 11 years old. Is that what you're saying?
Plus 11. Let's hope it's a little bit more than that.
Right.
But yeah, her mom looks like, she really looks like she's out of the 80s. So maybe she's our age.
Could be. Yeah.
She has some big hair. She has some Jersey hair.
Some Jersey. Well, Jersey hair is in again, I guess. I have no problems whatsoever with Lauren. I thought she was good.
No, and these, no, I thought she did great.
These early rounds, you just don't want to lose. And this was a money round tonight, because if you are not voted off tonight, you're on the summer tour, baby. You got you got a gig this summer. You get paid for it. You know, it's better than what happens to people who get cut already. You know, you have no... They don't even want to bother signing you to a deal if you're already cut. You're gone.
Well, I mean, you know, if you think back at past seasons, I really just can't remember hardly any of them.
I can barely remember anybody of anything. My memories, you know, I really started watching in earnest 2 years ago with the Chris Allen, Adam Lambert year. I remember
I missed that season so much.
The top four that year were all good, and two of them are already gone to the winds, in Allison and Danny. I remember the blind guy that played the piano, who they kept getting angry with because he was a blind guy that played the piano. I'm like,
because
dude,
he didn't move around on the stage.
Yeah,
enough.
You want him to break dance? What are you asking for? You cruel bastards! Let him stand. Let him
Wasn't
just sit
it
there.
Paula that told him that she wanted him to move around more?
Yeah.
Yeah,
blind
she wanted
people
him to get out from behind
well.
That
yeah.
piano. I mean, apparently she's not familiar with Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles or Ronnie Millsap or any of the other blind performers.
Yeah, just do a Jerry Lee Lewis and kick that stool out from behind you and get up and just do-si-do around the stage. You'll be fine. That never doesn't work well. Yeah. But, you know,
but actually that season, there are much more memorable people from that season than...
Last year?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember any of them.
Yeah,
I mean, Lee and Crystal, only because I know they were the top two, but I wasn't really invested in either of them.
And we knew Crystal was going to be top two from like the moment she opened her mouth.
Well, she's good. I mean, she is good, but she got kind of boring to me after a while.
Yeah, that's the problem. If you're too good
she's
early...
She's like a folk singer.
Yeah, you can't play all your cards early. Especially when they're going to make you do weird stuff like Motown Week, if you're not... If you have nothing like that in you.
Well, I mean, we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier on the Donkey Taco podcast, but
what
you know
kind of
the only
what kind of podcast
zip it yep. The only performer that I in recent memory on that show if ever that really you know all of these different styles of music that really made it their own was Adam Lambert. I mean he really switched, you know, he really changed up everything. I can't really remember any songs that he did like the original.
No, he changed them all up, he always took the chance, and so he stayed out there. Okay, we got to get to the next guy.
Yeah, we'll be talking about Adam Lambert more later.
So. Stefano. Singing Hello. I really wanted him to bring out the giant sculpture of...
the bust.
Yeah, the bust of Lionel Richie's head from the video. Just because it would have been more entertaining than what we saw. Stefano
sucked.
He can't sing. I'm sorry.
It's not that he can't sing. I have heard him sing fairly well. But tonight, it was like he had been in this country for like 2 minutes, and someone taught him how to sing this song phonetically.
Yes.
And put him out there on a stage.
He's like the American Idol version of the Scorpions. He's singing... loud and powerfully, and you just go, I don't know if he knows what he's saying. You know, like you could run his words through one of those English translators. Like,
did you say English?
Yes. You know, and get like the Jimmy James Macho Business Donkey Wrestler translation out of it, and
donkey,
he would
donkey,
still.
Donkey. Is that where Donkey Taco came from?
No, but it might as well.
You
have
do
been.
Have an obsession with donkeys.
Well, they're quite funny animals. Stefano, like I said earlier, Jacob, a lot of power, no control. That was what Stefano was. He was singing loud, but not well. He didn't sing like he was overcome with the emotion of the song. He just was singing loud because he was just, he was supposed to sing loud there.
Yeah, which, you know, the judges all seemed to kind of point out. That was the only negative thing that they could say.
You know,
Jennifer was really struggling there. I don't think she really liked it, but she couldn't come right out and tell him it sucked.
When the judges find someone who turns in a performance that really sucks, their eyes light up like Atlanta on fire because finally they can say something quasi-negative that they couldn't about anybody else because they love everybody. Nobody has a bad thing to say unless you're so awful they have to acknowledge it.
Have you noticed, though, that when they give a bad performance, that they wait for the crowd to, like, completely settle down before they start talking? And they'll be like, so how you feel about tonight? How you doing? How you doing? Yeah. I mean, they make the little idle chit-chat because, you know, they don't just jump right in with, oh, that was awesome.
Right. Meanwhile, when Simon, it was like, that was awful. They just stomp all over the crowd, stomp all over your hopes and dreams and get you out of there. Yeah. And that's, I miss that. And the longer we go, the more I'm going to miss it. Stefano was horrible.
Yeah, he was. Ugh. And I kind of predict that if he ends up like the one going home, Jennifer might use her save on him.
I think they've all agreed to use their saves and have somebody always be the odd man
out.
Well,
just, you know, kind of like the Chris Medina thing. Remember, wasn't it Chris Medina? Like the other two wanted him to go and Jennifer was like, this was not unanimous. Was it him that she used that on?
I don't think it was him, but it was
like
somebody.
To make him feel even worse,
yeah,
I guess.
They she sold him out, sold Randy and Steven out. If it were up to me, I'd be keeping you.
I wanted you to stay, but
yeah,
these two bastards don't have a heart.
And that's it. We're used to on this show getting people actually talking about what happened. You know, we're not just used to mindless ass kissing. These people don't have record deals. You don't have to do that to them. Most of them are not very good, and you're never going to see them again. When they suck, go, whoo, man, you missed by a mile. Go ahead and say that. You don't have everybody up there. It's like she's making fans one at a time by people she meets and kisses their behinds.
Well, it's kind of like being in the customer service industry. They're always, well, I won't say every performer
in
that
theory,
way that
yeah.
doesn't want to alienate their fans or whatever, and they're just nicey nice all the time. And that is kind of what it seems like. And maybe it's not so much that they're wanting to be nice to them. They're just afraid of the way they're going to be perceived by their fans if they're mean to somebody.
Yeah. Did I tell you I blocked the dude on Facebook today?
No, and I'm so glad you did. I hate that bastard.
I blocked the crap out of him, too. Do I care? No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm not sorry. It's fine. He will not buy my album, and I'm okay with that. It's like a 65-year-old minister trolling me on Facebook. Really? There's no like major disaster somewhere that you could be raising money for as opposed to listening to my sports talk show and then complaining about it? Please? Come on. Block. Okay, we talked with LaHaley already. She did. You really got a hold on me. She was better than she had been. I really thought she was going to take a tumble down the stairs, sidewinding down them in those giant heels, trying to get the first couple
of notes.
But
seriously, can't you just see a chorus line? Yeah. I mean, you know, coming down the stairs sideways, bum, the big bum, high ba-dum, heels. Ba-dum, ba-dum, the,
yeah, tails yeah, off the back. Yeah. Yeah, and not like the new Lambert sounding guy tails, but actual like tuxedo tails back there. I thought Haley was better than she has been, but that's really not that good.
Oh, I just don't like her. I felt like she was kind of a cross between Miley Cyrus and Adele tonight, which I love Adele.
Right.
And Miley
not
has,
Miley Cyrus.
Well,
so much.
Miley has her moments. I liked Party in the USA. It was a fun little song.
Right.
I of course, liked your version of it better.
I thank you.
And I do love Adele, Rolling in the Deep and all that. But I didn't like the growl. I don't know. It's like she can't really figure out what she wants to sound like.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like her.
Okay, next one was Scotty. Okay. Scotty is hard for me to judge because... Let me adjust your mic there. Hang on there. I am a pro. I know where the thing's
supposed to be. Are you afraid you can't hear me?
Actually, I could hear too much of you. How about this?
That's what I thought.
Okay. Scotty is hard for me to judge because I've lived in Texas for most of my life. I know you're new here, but everyone around here who thinks they can sing sound like Scotty.
He's what I thought you would sound like.
Well, thank you, man.
I was so disappointed that you didn't sound like Matthew McConaughey.
I can when I need to, but I don't all the time. I'm sorry. I think it's going to be a good day for me to take off my shirt. Scotty sounds like in the late 90s when Garth Brooks was so big.
Love Garth.
Everybody everybody in Texas thought they were Garth Brooks. And if I've been to one, I've been to two dozen, like, county fairs. When I was working radio and television, like, county fairs and boat shows and those kinds of things where they had, like, local entertainment. And it was, you know, some guy that ran a tractor store and he had a brush popper shirt, you know, those bulletproof
and
shirts
painted
from the 90s.
On, yes. Painted on jeans like Garth always wore.
Well, yeah, those jeans were going to be painted on no matter who he was trying to look like because he was not the slenderest of dudes. I'm thinking of one guy in particular. He has the over-the-ear McDonald's drive-through microphone like Garth did and just standing up there with a knockoff Gibson guitar blasting out Thunder Rolls to a crowd of dozens. That's Scotty to me. And it's no offense on him. I've just seen it a million times. It's like when Dave Matthews hit. I've seen, you know, insane muttering street lunatics with acoustic guitars walking around Austin for most of my life. I really wasn't that impressed to start with because I've seen that guy before. Scotty did, for once in my life, what I loved about Scotty, he admitted he didn't listen to Motown. He's the only one that
he
had the guts
young
to say
too,
it. Right, he's young. He's a country guy.
And he's obviously
guy.
Into country.
Right. But nobody else admitted that. What are the odds of, what are there, 11? That 11 people between the ages of 15 and 24, 25, all grew up listening to Motown. When 25 years ago, what is it, 2011?
Are they all from Detroit?
Yeah. 1986 was when some of them were born, like the earliest ones were born. Motown really wasn't cranking out a lot of hits back then. If you were really influenced by Motown, you should be doing like Boys to Men songs.
You know, I mean, I remember Marvin Gaye.
Right.
You know, Sexual Healing and all that. That was early 80s, right?
What was the name of that album? That was like 82.
It was like right before his dad killed him.
Yeah. Don't anger your dad, kids. Remember that.
I remember that. I remember.
And also, while we're talking soul singers, let me bring up the lessons of Al Green. And don't make your woman angry if you're in the shower and you got hot grits on the stove. Anyway, sorry. Marvin Gaye, yes.
It's a shame you don't eat grits.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I remember Smokey Robinson, like being with you.
Right. Do you remember? Okay, we're the same age. We both graduated in 1988 from vastly different places. But do you remember the Motown songs more from hearing them, like on the radio and TV? Or do you remember hearing them on, like, the Motown Collection commercials?
That and, well, of course, the Motown, not concert, whatever. Michael Jackson did
the
moonwalk.
Yeah. I think it was the Motown 25th anniversary special. When he did the moonwalk, heard Around the World.
Okay, so that was their 25th anniversary. And what was that, like 80?
That was probably 82.
Yeah,
83,
I mean,
maybe.
The Thriller years.
I don't have Wikipedia in front of me, but yeah, because he did that before that album came out.
Was it before the album?
Well, because he was moonwalking.
Well, he was doing Billie Jean, right?
He was, that's according to the song, but the chick is not his son.
And that was so easy to believe.
In retrospect, it's very much easy.
Did Jermaine write that song? Because Jermaine got around. You know,
did Jermaine get around?
Okay, Jermaine and is it Randy? I can't remember.
There is a Randy, yes.
Both have kids with the same chick, and it's the woman that lives with Michael Jackson's mom, lives on the, you know, in the Jackson compound or whatever, and they're like trying to, you know, evict her. And neither Jermaine doesn't pay child support. He's like hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, in arrears of his child support. Mm-hmm. And so, like, this woman's like all, you know, crying poverty and stuff and talking about how Michael Jackson's estate is trying to starve her out. That, like, they, I don't know if they were doing construction on the house or exterminating or something like that. And anyway, they got rid of all the food and everything and, like, told her to hit the road.
Life with the Jacksons is never boring. It's never, I mean, there's always somebody bringing over their pet tiger.
I was going to say, how come we never hear about any of those kids getting eaten by a tiger?
Well, the tigers are trained.
Tiger went tiger. Yes.
We actually hear, where I live, there was a, after he died at the TV station, I worked in TV news, pity me. And we were looking for local connections. Come to find out, there's a tiger refuge here where one of his tigers, Thriller, actually lived. And so they did the story on it. And then come to find out after the story aired that Michael had like 20 tigers named Thriller. He'd keep them for a little while and then send them to a zoo and buy a new tiger. Most of us can't tell tigers apart, you know. And so we had a tiger in East Texas that had been with Michael for like, you know, like the length of his Pepsi commercial, basically.
And who would have thought Bubbles would outlive Michael Jackson? serious? Yep.
I tell you, Bubbles was sad at the funeral. That speech he gave? Or was that Jermaine? I don't know.
Oh, Jermaine.
Yes. Although Jermaine now, with Michael gone, Jermaine is the most easily parodied Jackson. People make even more fun of Jermaine than they make fun of LaToya. Because I think they feel better because Jermaine really actually did have a career. You know, Jermaine...
Oh, there's several songs of his that
Jermaine
I really like.
Jermaine went solo early and... I can't think of his songs now. Do What You Did
Do
When
What You
Dumped Us.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
And he did that one song with Whitney Houston, If You Say My Eyes Are Beautiful.
I can't think of the up-tempo one that he did. It's like right around that same time. But he is now like the one everybody makes fun of out of that family. I guess because LaToya is totally an afterthought.
Oh, she's on Celebrity Apprentice, don't forget.
Yeah, I know. Okay, back to Ivor.
And actually the least crazy chick on... Not least crazy, but one of the least crazy chicks on there so far.
Well, yeah, they draft for crazy in that show. The one thing about Scotty that I wanted to bring up, when he finished and they're giving the rundown of it, Jennifer Lopez gives him... He says, oh, you were great and all that. And then she says, if I'm going to be totally honest, that's your job. You're not there just to tell him how good he is. You're there to be totally honest. You don't get to vote anymore. You know, that's the thing about American Idol. Once things are set, the judges and the staff, they have no control over who moves on. You know, if you believe that they take the voting as it is, all the judges can do is sort of influence,
lead you in a way. Yeah.
And they can lead them to get better. They can point things out to us that suck, that we will go, oh, hey, they're right, he was bad, I shouldn't vote for him. You know, they don't have a direct influence, but they have a strong indirect influence. And so saying, if I got to be totally honest, that's what you're there for. I mean, if you're not there to be totally honest at this point, you're just there for the free Cokes.
And they do like
They do Cokes. Have a lot of Cokes. Did you notice when Ryan was eating the garlic chicken from Stefano's mom, he just like held out his hand and like somebody put a Coke in it? I mean, literally, they have like those t-shirt guns full of Coke in case anybody in the crowd needs one. Just boom, fired out
yeah,
to
and
them.
Was it just me or did Ryan really not make any secret of the fact that he thought that tasted like shit or something? I mean,
you know,
he tried to give it to Gordon Ramsay. Gordon wasn't having it. Then he just like gave it to some random person in the audience. And even when someone pointed it out that, you know, Stefano's mom probably wasn't too happy, he was just like, you know, oh well.
I'm sorry, Stefano's mom. But how long have you been waiting in line holding the chicken, for one thing? I mean, that chicken was not
was
fresh off
chicken?
The grill.
I thought it was like penne.
I thought it was garlic chicken.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I don't listen when Ryan Seacrest talks.
You know, I'm not big on people handing me food anyway. You know, when I was doing the television thing, I would always, you know, go to report on things. People were like, hey, let me get you a really vague bowl of chili. Here, try some of this. I'm just
God,
not into that.
It might
that.
Have an onion in it.
There's things I
broccoli
like.
Broccoli or...
There's things I do. You put broccoli in your chili, you sick bastard.
I put broccoli in your chili.
Okay. And that's two. All right. So...
Have you ever seen that cookbook that Jessica Seinfeld put out, that Deceptively Delicious, where she purees all the vegetables?
Okay.
And...
I don't buy songs or watch movies from Will Smith's kids. I don't buy cookbooks from Jerry Seinfeld's wives. It's just... You have to have something on your own before you move to the next level for me.
I don't know, actually. I think, well, you know, she did get sued because some woman said that, you know, she basically stole her idea.
That's how you can tell it's a good idea, if somebody else has already had it. That's what I've always thought.
It is a good idea, though. It's worked here. You know, you've been eating cauliflower and broccoli and squash and all kinds of stuff in all your food.
My colon thanks you. okay. Who was next? Pia was next.
Oh, wait a minute. I had something to say about Scotty.
What about it?
Okay, I can't stand the way Scotty, like, holds his head when he sings. He moves it. He reminds me of a chicken. He just, like, kind of thrusts his head out and cocks it to the side and all that. It's just very, very annoying.
How many weeks does it feel like Scotty has started a song sitting down on the stairs in sort of that...
With his head cocked to the side?
With his head cocked to the side and that aw shucks, ma'am attitude... Where he's got his boots and he's just sitting there, and he'll stand up and come towards you. He's got a style, and everything he sings is going to sound like a country guy singing another person's song.
It is impressive, though. I mean, and actually all of these kids, that they're like 16 years old and, you know, on a stage in front of just the crowd there would be intimidating enough. But, you know, to know that millions of people are watching them.
And millions of people hate them. That's the other thing. I mean,
yeah, and just like Lauren pointed out tonight, you know, that she, I guess she's read a lot of bad things that people have said about her, and that would be really hard as a teen. It'd be hard as an adult, but I mean,
I blocked a guy on my Facebook today. Yes, it's always kind of hard.
Yeah, but you put up with him for a long time.
I put up with a lot. That's just part of being a public figure, and I do enjoy giving as much as I get, but eventually, but yeah, when I was 16, 17, I couldn't have handled that. I would tell you at the time that I could have, but I wouldn't have. I wonder if that whole the mansion or whatever they call it, I wonder if it's a completely like internet-free zone where they don't let them look on Twitter at some of the awful crap I say about them, you know, just because.
And what,
you know,
we're saying about them right now.
Stefano might be a great guy. He just can't sing very well. And if he were to read my tweets, he'd think I didn't like him. It's nothing personal. You make us choose who the best singer is, and some of you didn't sing very well.
Well, you know, he was Jennifer's wild card pick.
Oh yeah.
So.
You know, I detest
her by now,
right? And
I didn't like him. I didn't like him then. So.
You should never wear a white jacket. That's just general rules. Not before Labor Day. Not after Labor Day. Not unless you're driving an ice cream truck.
You should do
not.
Bruno Mars song. He looks a little bit like Bruno. Bruno's not very tall, and he wears white jackets.
So. Right. Well, it's easier to hide the coke in. Okay, next, Pia.
Pia.
Did All's Fair and All in Love is Fair, and I just wrote down one word, pow, on that. I thought she was fantastic. My concern for her is that she's too good too early, but there's not really much you can do about that. I mean, looks good, sounds great, not much wrong there.
Yeah, I mean, I've always liked, you know, all of her performances. She seems to be able to control her voice really well, and she held that last note for a really long time. And
you can tell the ones that have done this before.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she can really belt it out. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, our buddy Stucky, Chris Stucky, who I do the DonkeyTaco.com podcast with, he's always amused when the contestants, they always list their jobs, and for some of them it'll say singer or musician. And he's always amused at that because these people are like 16 and they say they're musicians. My theory is that if the entire source of your income from your profession is from people throwing change into a hat, you're not actually in that profession. You can tell
you can tell
some of the people on the show have great voices, and they sing in church, and they probably sing in school, but they don't go out and sing on a regular basis by themselves, you know, in a club somewhere or something where it's just them and they get feedback on it. And when you see somebody like Pia, who just has that control, you know, knows what they can do and hits it, and hit that last note was fantastic. You can just tell the difference between, you know, night and day, basically, as opposed to when you see the people, you know, like Stefano, it's like night and later on that night. There's just no, they're not ready. They haven't learned what they can and can't do yet.
Right.
And Pia's just that good. I mean.
Yeah, she is. And, you know, now they're getting on to her about doing the ballads all the time. So, oh, our kitty has joined us.
Hello, cat.
Meh.
Laziest cat in the world, ladies and gentlemen. I dropped a box on her the other day while she was sleeping, and she didn't even move. I mean, she's like a throw rug of a cat. She's like a raccoon. She's basically, if you had a raccoon.
She's a cute raccoon.
She's a very cute raccoon, and I love her to death. All right, the next one is Captain Teeth, Paul. I really like Paul. Thank you, kitty. I really like Paul. It did Tracks of My Tears, which not only do you have to worry about that being compared to Motown, you're compared to Lambert too,
because
that was his breakout number. That was the one where he came out,
slicked back hair, kind of the pompadour,
and I believe he wore the white suit. He
actually
got
white. No, it wasn't
white;
it was gray. I'm pretty sure it was like a really light gray, but
he came out with the stand up bass and like the three maybe four piece
sitting on the stage,
knocked it out of the park.
Yeah,
and Paul I thought was good, but not great. Probably good enough to move on. He's another guy that I can't see winning this.
No.
Because he's just not the American Idol audience. He's good. He ain't great. He might parlay this into something else, but he doesn't have...
like a toothpaste ad.
Yeah, the shallow appeal that you need. He could be the new Gleam spokesman or something. Isn't it kind of funny that he sang the song about if my smile seems out of place?
Oh, yeah, he gave us the big cheesy smile when he said it.
With that giant radioactive teeth. I don't know what those are. Are those caps? Are those picket fences? What are those?
I don't know. He's got the Julia Roberts mouth, you know, the big wide, you know, just...
Needs a fish hook in it.
Lots of teeth, yeah.
And I liked him playing with the guitar because there was less Joe Cocker-esque stumbling around the stage.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes it looks like he's almost just about to pitch right off the front of the stage, just kind of stumble into it. If my smile... Ah! You know, land on Randy and end that. If you injure a judge, you're out. I've read that. It's on the website. So, okay, Paul, we thought was all right. Hey, next is your favorite.
Oh, wait.
What? You got Paul?
Okay. Well, we were, as we were watching it, remember we were talking about, you said he reminds me of Charlie's brother.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You were thinking of Charlie from It's Always Sunny. I was thinking of Charlie from Lost. He looks like that, what is his name?
Dominic Monaghan.
Yeah. Yep.
And also from Flash Forward, sort of, but not long. I'm still pissed about that.
And one thing, too, you may have not noticed it, but like his backup singers, they were dressed like, you know, like pure Prairie League or something like that. I actually wrote down Mary and Laura Ingalls as his backup singers. They just looked really wholesome.
Can I have like 30 seconds to yell about Flash Forward?
Oh, yeah, go
ahead. Flash Forward was a show on ABC. It was like going to be the new Lost, where everybody passed out for a minute and got a vision of the future, and they were going to tell us what it is, and they never did.
It was very intriguing.
It was not great. Yeah, the episodes are about 70-30, but they were good, and I was interested in it, and then they canceled it, and they gave us zero answers. They just left us in a cliffhanger because they wanted to get picked up, and they didn't. Now the whole thing is on DVD. Why in the hell would I want to buy a show that frustrated me to no end when it was on? Why would I want to go down and pay $70-$80 for the box set of it just so I could relive the heartbreak and disappointment in my own house?
Does the word daybreak mean anything to you?
Exactly. I don't even remember anything about that other than it took me 7 years to finish watching it.
Well, it was Groundhog Day with a much, much hotter leading man.
You are a fan of the Taye Diggs.
Scott Tay.
Yes. Okay, now can we go into your favorite, the Predator, Naima?
Oh.
This is dead area. What do you have to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
The Predator.
How do you... Well, she's untraditional. She did Dancing in the Streets.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think was that bad. I thought it was good enough to move on.
Yeah, she didn't do a bad job. Much better than... I can't remember what she did last week, but I don't think I enjoyed it. But this was better. And I like Dancing in the Streets because I remember, of course, the David Bowie and Mick Jagger version of that in the 80s.
Premiered at Live Aid, I believe.
If you say so.
I want to say, though, I am a wiki. So I thought it was good enough to move on. Not great, but good. She's got a lot of energy when she sings. And she did that little dance thing. And the end of it with the drums and the dancing, that was kind of Angel Heart there at the end.
It really was. I mean, I don't really understand the whole flames, like, you know, graphics and all that. It seemed a little demonic.
It's like, what do you guys got for the graphics when she dances? Rihanna's going to be on next week. Can we just use the flames? Sure, just go with that. So, all right, the final one. And it's always interesting to me who opens and who closes, because that's not random. They arrange those things, the most important parts of the show, the open, the close, and the break in the middle, depending on what time zone you're in, but the one that comes on about 8 o'clock, because they want you to stay tuned. James closes. James is the guy who formerly had the sort of messed up mohawk-looking thing. He did Just Enough for the City. Eh, that was all right.
I thought he did a good job. I like him. And he reminds me a lot of Adam Lambert.
Yes, he really does. And you kind of... That could be a good thing, but you also have to be aware everybody could see that.
Yeah. He doesn't do quite as... I don't think he does quite as much screaming as Adam Lambert did, but... I like him, and I like him because he's different, and, you know, he has, you know, some other little obstacles to overcome.
Yes. Steven Tyler, in his overwhelming urge to be funny and be all zen and say something that people will put on a t-shirt, said something like, it takes a little bit of crazy to change the world. He said this to a guy that in the last 2 weeks we found out has fairly intense cases of autism and Asperger's.
That's kind of the same thing.
Not completely.
Well, I heard, and I haven't read this, but I heard he had Tourette's.
That was, he's also got that.
Tourette's and Asperger's.
And shingles. He's got shingles, Tourette's, Dutch Elm disease. He's got the Y2K bug. He is just, he's down.
I mean, the only thing that I've noticed about him is how he, kind of blinks a lot.
He blinks kind of hard, yeah. But wouldn't you kind of be sensitive about that?
And, not if you're Steven Tyler.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, if a guy is up there...
And I'm sure he meant absolutely nothing by that.
Right. I'm sure he never thought about it. But
no.
You really should think about some of these things. You know, it takes a little bit of crazy, ah! You know, you don't want to set the guy off. He just knocked it out of the park with something. Come on.
Well, the same could be said for Casey, though, because Casey's a little crazy. Those two are
But Casey is not... Casey is not diagnosed as crazy. Casey's just weird.
Asperger's isn't crazy.
I'm not saying he... Does Casey have Asperger's?
Well, who would know?
Well, I'm just saying, if it's... We know that James has Tourette's and Asperger's. We know that. We don't know... All we know is Casey's just a little weird. So...
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he could be... He could very well have...
He scared me last week doing that Nirvana song.
I got to applaud him just for going for it on that. Just to take the shot.
I find it amusing when anybody sings the lyrics to that song. They don't make any sense.
It's rhythmic gibberish. Yes. Yeah. And that... I you're with me. We're too old for that song to have changed our world.
Speaking of which,
yes,
I made a little note here that Steven Tyler had actually was talking about like who to vote for tonight, mm-hmm. and he said to vote for someone that changed your everything with their song.
Huh?
He said that tonight. Vote for somebody that changed your everything.
The last time somebody changed everybody's everything with a song, I'm going to go back again to when Danny Gokey tried to do Dream On, because that changed the course of his career for the worse, ended it pretty much right there. That's the last time I remember.
You mentioned earlier, that nobody could do that song except for
Steven Tyler.
Right. But I disagree. Will Schuster.
With Barney, yes. With Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris on Glee.
I can't believe anything I hear on Glee. I like the show.
Oh, well, it's produced all to hell.
It's auto-tuned to Hades. Yeah. Good grief. I can't tell who's singing on anything anymore.
The girls sound a lot alike.
The girls sound a lot alike, yes. I mean, I would really like to see them just have everybody sing a different part than they actually recorded and see if anybody noticed, because way, way too much auto-tune.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I really, really do like Glee, but everything is just so overly produced.
Yes. I'm weird in that I like it, and I don't necessarily like it for the music. That's what got everybody's attention, but to me, the music is just kind of there to be quirky.
And what do you think about them doing original songs?
I think that's just a horrendous idea.
It's just them trying to make more money.
Yeah.
I mean, because the songs are doing so well on iTunes, they're...
Everybody loves a good cover song.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bands get their only hit with a cover song. I love a lot of ska bands. There's nothing better than a ska band doing a cover song. I don't want to hear, what the songwriting computers for Glee have assumed that Rachel wants to sing. I don't.
About a headband?
About her headband, yeah. Those songs were just not really that good.
Well, that was funny. That wasn't meant that, to be.
The first couple she sang, they were supposed to be funny. I got that. But the rest of them weren't supposed to be funny, and they were still funny.
Well, the one she did at regionals wasn't funny. It was okay, but it wasn't anything that I would rush to iTunes and buy.
Right.
I did like Mercedes' song, though. The Hell to the No song.
Yeah.
I did like that.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It was kind of catchy.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Top three and bottom three. Who you got?
Oh, I didn't really think that far ahead.
I know.
Top three, probably Pia. That's a pretty safe bet.
Right.
Casey, because I think people tend to like him, and probably James.
Pia, I would definitely go with her. I'd go James also. You went Casey. Casey was just kind of odd. I'm gonna go Jacob on this one. I've hated Jacob in the first 2 weeks. I thought this one was good. Worst three, go.
I wish you could vote against people.
In the end, you do. At the end, you...
Yeah, that's true. At bottom three?
Yes.
I think Stefano, I hope.
I'm with you on Stefano. He's got to go. I'm sorry.
Probably Haley, because I don't think anybody really likes her, and she seems to be in the bottom a lot.
She's been in the bottom three the last 2 weeks, and she really had no feel for her song. She just sang "You Really Got a Hold on Me," like you would program it into a computer. Am I boring you? Are you all right there?
It's past my bedtime.
Okay. All right. What's
and this? Probably maybe Thea. I don't know.
Thea did Heat Wave.
Or that Naima chick.
I might vote Stefano twice.
I just hope he goes on.
I'll go Pia for my... Thea for my... Liam Neeson. I'll vote Liam Neeson for my third worst. So, when did Liam Neeson become an action star? Why did he wait until he's like in his 50s to do A-Team and these movies where he goes to Europe and shoots people and steals cars? It's the dude from Satisfaction, the Justine Bateman vehicle in the 80s. Why is now he suddenly the huge action star? You weren't ready for this, were you?
I have no answer for that.
See, this is what it's like driving around with me. All right, anything further on whatever this is? Shouldn't you have to thank all the good folks here at Donkey Taco for giving you this this chance to talk?
Would that be you?
That'd be me and Stucky, yes.
Okay. Stucky's not here.
But I had to get prior approval from him. As a holder of some of the stock, we actually had to have some paperwork sent over, and he had to sign off on it today. He had his people sent it over to my people, and they filed the necessary paperwork. It's the same way that the NFL Players Association disbanded. So, very similar to that. So,
if you say so.
If we're going to improv, you really do have to go with me.
I don't know nothing about no sports.
All right. Okay, so tomorrow, I think Stefano goes. I don't think he has the fan base. I think it was pretty well awful.
His mom poisoned Ryan Seacrest.
Don't bring me food that's been sitting there. When you don't walk into American Idol, you don't walk out of your car and walk straight in and sit down and they start singing and then you hand a guy a bucket of chicken.
I'm sure she had that in a cooler under her seat.
Oh, I bet she didn't. I bet Ryan took a bite of sub-room temperature garlic chicken and just went, oh, this is delicious.
Oh,
where
man.
Can I spit
I'm so
this out?
I'm so disappointed in Gordon Ramsay. I really wanted to see him start screaming, yelling.
Start yelling at her.
Throwing things at her.
Yes, Chef. All right. So we're done here. More American Idol coming up tomorrow night. We both pick Stefano to go home. And everybody who is not voted out tonight is on the tour, so they get a chance at least to have something to do with their summers.
Can I complain once again about American Idol being on Thursday nights?
That does suck. Why?
I don't get it at all. Because there's really nothing on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays is a TV wasteland. You could own Tuesday, but you put it on Thursday.
It's always been on Tuesday and Thursday, or Tuesday and Wednesday.
I will guarantee I will not watch a Thursday show all the way through all season long. I will record the very end of it because I'm watching Community and Big Bang Theory. I will record the end of it because, let's face it, it's an hour-long award show, or hour-long event show. That has exactly one thing in it you want to see, and that happens with 5 minutes to go.
I'm sure Black Eyed Peas will perform 3 or 4 more times this season.
They just keep them behind
the
curtain.
They really don't realize that they don't do well live.
No, they really don't. But I think they realize that as soon as they stop singing, it's over. As long as they can keep going, we're sick of them, but we still know who they are. The minute that they take off, then they're just going to be that band that Fergie used to be in. You know, and Will I Am, he's got that Wolverine money coming in. He's okay. The other two guys, it's going to be bad. It's going to be that Taboo dude that looks like the Indian from the pollution commercials in the 70s. He doesn't have a lot going on.
Is it Will.i.am that got shot in Haiti?
No. That was Wyclef Jean.
Oh, okay. The dude from the Fugees. Sorry. Yes.
You're intimately into hip hop and modern music, I can tell. Oh, that dude from that album guy got shot in that place where the things happened. Yeah. Thank you. This has been Kim's Vague News here at Donkey Taco.
He talks a lot. He's always trying to be all political and everything.
You mean when he thought about running for office there?
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump? Which one of those is a better idea?
Did you read about Donald Trump today on The View?
Good Lord, no.
Apparently he's come out as a birther. He's like demanding that Obama, like, you know, produces birth certificate. And what his point is that why doesn't anybody know any of his childhood friends? Why has no one come out and said that they knew Barack Obama when he was like a kid?
I don't know.
Whoopi apparently jumped all over him.
Well, I'm sure that was unpleasant.
She's probably not going to be on the Celebrity Apprentice anytime soon.
Trump is crazy enough without adding politics to the mix. This is the guy that killed the USFL.
Dominios.
Like the game. Yeah. Trump is already a human parody of himself. I don't know what else we could ask.
He's orange and fluffy.
Yes.
This year.
He's like a giant peep. He's just weird looking. But he still has, you know, billions of dollars, so he still gets the European supermodels. It's like a work for hire thing, you know, like a rent a bride. You come over and then you divorce me and I give you the settlement and you live here comfortably. It's kind of like what Hugh Hefner has going, except internationally.
And what is up with his son's hair? Both of them.
There's a lot to live down to. You can't be
in the Trump family and have good hair.
Do you want to have better hair than your dad when your dad has all the money?
But they both slick their hair back like something from the 50s. It's horrible.
You take advice from the guy that's signing the paychecks.
Chinless really gets on my nerves.
Trump has enough money that he could put a TV show on the air just so people call him Mr. Trump. Because if he didn't have the TV show, everybody was like, hey, jackass, how are you? Thanks for killing the USFL. Hey, remember all those times you went bankrupt? Hey, thanks for sticking your big old peeper in the casino industry and doing that one wrong, too. Thank you, Mr. Trump. Nice hair. You know, if he's not on that show, there is no Trump roast, which was not really that good.
It really wasn't.
There wasn't enough venom. And you can't roast someone with no sense of humor.
No,
he just sort of sat there nodding the whole time.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the kind of person that can laugh at himself.
Or anybody.
Although, the funniest thing about the Donald Trump roast was his hair when it was talking on the commercials. They're just going to make fun of us.
Yeah, you know, it's like when the best moment in the movie is in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Idol's over. We're over. We'll be back. You want to do this again next week?
Sure.
Boy, that outstanding commitment to excellence. Answer a little quicker next time. You want to do this next week?
Absolutely.
Oh, screw this. Forget it. All right. All right. Thanks to the good folks at DonkeyTaco.com. Don't you agree there, Kim?
Donkey, donkey, donkey.
Donkey, donkey, taco. We'll come back with more next week.